Let's do some soul searching today. Jennifer Horn is here to search her soul. Ken Kessler is going to help us search his soul and other souls. And we are here, as usual, to talk about law enforcement, the things that are going on today, who's doing what to whom, what's wrong with this, how can you be so afraid, what's terrible about today, oh my God. Oh, hi.
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 Very dramatic today.
Ah, yes, because the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-4. 12 innings.
And
you must be happy
what's
about
the
that.
Big story here? They were losing 4-0. This never happens.
Really?
Yes.
So there was a rally of sorts, is it?
Yes, they've been rallying a lot. It used to be once the Dodgers got behind, forget it.
Right.
Fork in it. We're done. But now.
So there was drama.
Yes.
In the game. So do people around the country really care much about what happens with teams that are outside of their area of interest?
Well, it depends, because everybody about this time starts thinking about who's going to be in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think now is the time when people look and see who the team to beat is.
Isn't that amazing?
And that team is the Dodgers, who used to be in last place.
Of August. The 15th of August, we're talking about the end of the baseball season.
Yeah, because in a month, I mean, it's done.
Oh, my God. Isn't that something else? Whew. Unbelievable. Okay, there's a problem. What, just one? Well, there are a number of problems. And because this is a program that likes to solve problems, we're at the ready to take care of you and your problems. So you'll be interested to know that there are a lot of people in the FBI who are investigating. Now they're not investigating who's growing marijuana in their backyard, although Heidi Fleiss was arrested for growing 400 marijuana plants, and nobody called Eric Holder to get her off the hook. Anyway, that's foolish. That's why what Holder says is right.
But she was obviously growing with the intent to distribute, because how in the heck do you use 400
How can you say
plants?
That? She has a lot of friends. She might be wanting to pay.
Well, that's what I mean. She's distributing.
So what? How is that her?
Because she's distributing a drug.
Who cares? It's not marijuana.
And she has a history of being in the friend business.
Right, she's a friend.
And she also had a big crystal meth problem. So this
really?
Yeah.
What is? How do you connect crystal meth? Is it like people say marijuana is the gateway to other
more
serious drugs?
Usually, like, because she, you know, supposedly got sober. So if you're still smoking marijuana, you're not necessarily sober.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think a lot of people like to think that, you know. But, I think that, you know, it could be that she might have fallen back into that. Or maybe she's just with marijuana, and that's great if that's, you know, where she is. But I think that's the concern, is that she isolated herself in the desert of Pahrump, Nevada, with like 400 birds.
Bell.
And she was doing a lot of crystal meth. And so now I'm sure that's what people are kind of connecting it to, because she was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew.
Yeah. That worked well.
Yes.
Obviously. 10 past the hour. So what
that
about...
was a mouthful.
Let's talk about pranksters.
Let's.
Was it yesterday, Kenny, you can remember, or Jennifer, was it yesterday or the day before, we were talking about this person who was calling in all the 911 stories. What day this week did we do that? There was a prankster, or there was another. Maybe the 911 story is the one where a number of people... Here's a story about one guy named Nathan Hanshaw, who made 400 calls to the local police, the 911 and the regular police line, to report non-existent emergencies, problems. One of them resulted in the evacuation of a hotel. Streets were closed down. And they finally grabbed this guy. He made a lot of... They call it swatting, apparently.
Right. That's a new trend.
Yeah. So I'm trying to equate that to another story that we talked about. And I don't remember. It's sort of foggy in the back of my mind. But I know we did talk about somebody who was pulling the same sort of things. I know what it was. It was a caller. That's what... The reason I'm sort of putting these things together, because there's sort of a trend going on here where people are getting their jollies out of saying things or doing things that create havoc and pain and fear. And I'm trying to figure out what kind of a crackpot gets his or her jollies out of creating so much fear. and that's what this guy Henshaw is all about. But then the story of this radio show, and I think it may have even been in San Diego, Kenny, where a fellow calls the program host and says, I'm such and such and so and so, a former baseball player, and I use drugs. So they went on for a half hour with this guy who... whose name, again, escaped me.
I know, I'm forgetting who it was, too, but it was a semi-famous baseball
player. Shane Spencer, thank you.
There you go. Yeah,
thank you, Michael. So he, it turns out this host has a conversation with this guy for half an hour, and at the end of the, they cut the interview off because the real Shane Spencer calls the program and says,
that's not me.
No. Now, how do you know who's
the
real guy?
It's kind of like the beginning of Howard Stern, when Howard Stern first went on the radio, and they would have all the phony phone callers going baba booey after they would report something.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, you got to wonder sometimes how much of this stuff goes on radio programs, how much of it goes on, how many reports in the newspaper are not based on, you know, nobody checks facts anymore, right?
Facts are just a fact.
Just a way of getting in the way of a good story. You've heard me say that any number of times. But I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. I'll tell you what's going on in terms of certain stories, things that are happening. But every once in a while, I'll color a story just to make it more interesting. And nobody gets hurt, right? Anybody get hurt?
Depends on who the story's about.
not trying to. It's not about trying to hurt somebody. It's just about a good conversation. By the way, in a moment, I'm going to have a conversation with Jennifer about dolls and what they can tell us about race in America.
Oh.
What dolls tell us about race in America. And that'll be after we tell you what happened to Jesse Jackson, who's going to go to the slammer in a matter of, not Jesse Jackson Jr., not the old man, but the kid's going to jail. Meanwhile, if you have thinning hair, I don't think that's going to be Jesse Jackson's problem. Thinning hair may be a problem, however, for you. And millions like you, millions of men, millions of women, millions of people, not only here in our country, but all around the world, are having a problem because their hair is falling out. That's an interesting term, isn't it? My hair is falling out. Is it really falling out? It's just coming out. My hair is going away. It's not regrowing. Well, it isn't regrowing because you've plugged up the pores using cheap shampoos. Jennifer, what do you pay for a bottle of shampoo? Really good shampoo. How much does it cost?
Good shampoo is probably between $12 and $20 a bottle.
All right, so
what I pay is probably about $6.
Oh. Well, but you're not going to have the same problem because some people, it just doesn't affect a lot of people. Most people, in fact, though, are affected by using a dollar. You go to the dollar store and you buy the $99 general store or whatever they call that, Dollar General. These dollar stores are all over the place. You buy any kind of shampoo in there and you're going to plug up your pores. It's just that cheap crap. It gets into the pores, plugs it up. It's like wax in your pores on your head. So obviously the hair can't keep growing, so it stops. You clean it out with this product Provia that we've been talking about now for a number of months, and the hair starts growing again. Cool. This product Provia is wonderful, the all-natural way to get your hair to grow back again, and I really do mean all-natural. Not only does it clean out the pores, but it helps to thicken the hair that you have there, so you're going to look much better, much quicker. If you've had thinning hair for years, call 800-525-8319. You'll be happy, thrilled, very pleased with the results. And by the way, results are guaranteed or your money back. That's a pretty strong statement, and it goes to back up what I'm saying. This works. 800-525-8319. Order it right now. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They give you a surprise gift with your order. You can also go online to tryprovia.com, but I recommend you talk to someone that really might answer a question or two if you have it about Provia. Take care of your hair. Take care of your looks. 800-525-8319.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to school got you on the run.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
19 after the hour, there's a new short film out by a high school student that asks how far our society has come, how far do you think it's come, in its attitude toward race. The film is called A Girl Like Me. The girl recreates a famous experiment conducted by Dr. Kenneth Clark, studied the psychological effects of segregation on black children. In the test, the children were given a black doll and a white doll and then asked which one they thought was better. Overwhelmingly, they chose the white one.
Hmm.
4- and 5-year-old children in a Harlem school were asked the same question. Answers were not different. 15 of the 21 children said the white doll was good and the black doll was bad.
Oh. I used to have a black Barbie doll that I used to love playing
with. Really? The conclusion in this short film suggests prejudice, discrimination, and segregation caused black children to develop a sense of inferiority. Think that's the case? I mean, why would you, if you're white, I guess you could figure, but black?
I do think that it is good to have a choice of dolls that look like the child.
Yeah.
Because I know when I was growing up, it was really a lot of white dolls. Now, if you look, I mean, they make brown, white, you know, different colors of dolls.
Mm.
And I think that's important. There's a book by Toni Morrison called The Bluest Eye, where this child who is black grew up only having a white doll with blue eyes, and she thought that was like the mark of beauty.
Uh-huh. There you go. Well, these children were asked outright, is it good or is it bad? And they were given the black doll and the white doll, and bad is black and good is white. And that was the answer given. She asked this one girl, what's the story? Why'd you choose that? She said, because black is bad. It's bad because it's black.
Hmm.
Huh. Yeah, that's it. That's it. When you do a huh on that one. Food for thought from Good Day. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. Ken Kessler here at 21 After on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf.
Ooh-ah.
Surf.
That's the best part. Why am I going crazy?
I don't know. I'm asking that myself.
Because we have the exclusive here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Beach Boys and their song Surfin' USA has been named the best summer song of all time. And the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is an acoustic performance of that song, recording at the studios of Rolling Stone magazine during their 50th anniversary tour last year. If you don't think these guys look old, look at this video. Oh, my God. So today is a celebration of best Beach Boys surfing music, as the story would suggest, something that we all need. Age is not a factor in this, I don't think.
Kenny, no, this music's good.
No. Yeah. I mean, this is just something that everybody kind of gets. Why Music has been running a mega poll to determine the great summer songs. After four rounds and tens of thousands of votes, the readers have determined that the Beach Boys' Surfin' USA takes the crown for that slice of rock and roll that sounds the best when you're out on the deck barbecuing, or when you're sunbathing by the pool, or surfing in the deep blue sea. In other words, it's the tune with the hooks, the subject matter, and the history that is best represented in the summertime. Surfin' USA is something that just always sends me, and all the surfing music from the Beach Boys. This was the Beach Boys, as far as I was concerned as a kid.
This was it, musically. This was it.
Crank it up, Michael!
Free. That's where the nuclear power plant is. You know what's really fun, Doug? Have you ever been to California Adventure at Disneyland?
No. Well, I've been to Disneyland. I talked about the kids there once when they were pretty small, but I don't remember.
You got to go back. Yeah. California Adventure is a little more of an adult theme.
How about I bring Brendan and Megan back now as adults?
Hey, and me too. That'll be fun. Right, we can have a day. Everybody's a kid there. But when you walk through the gates, you're met with this huge sign that spells out California, and they crank this song, the Beach Boys song, as you're walking in. It's so cool.
Cool. Very cool. All right. So we'll celebrate the beach music during the course of the program today. This is Thursday. It's Doug and Jennifer and Kenny. Last night on the Conan O'Brien program, he joked about a few stories involving various methods of getting around.
This is interesting. A new study just came out, finds that the very worst drivers, the very worst drivers drive a Prius. The very worst drivers drive a Prius, yeah. Yeah. Apparently it's very difficult to drive while patting yourself on the back.
That's pretty funny. Ah!
The makers of drones want the media to stop calling their unmanned aircrafts drones. They don't like the name drones. Yeah. The makers of drones said, we prefer the term surprise visitor.
Surprise!
Surprise! Surprise! Right here. Surprise! Kaboom! We're trying to keep a little ahead of conditions in general, folks. So that's why some of the stories that you hear today will be talked about by other people tomorrow. For example, yesterday we talked about the mayor of San Diego not being welcome anymore at Hooters. What's the headline today? Mayor of San Diego not welcome in Hooters.
We got it first.
We beat him.
We have all the scoop on Hooters.
All right. We have the scoop on Jesse Jackson Jr. and whether your town would react well to a teenage hotness tournament. It's up next in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. The Republican National Committee chairman said that if CNN and NBC went ahead with their planned movies about Hillary Clinton, he'd bar them from hosting any GOP presidential debates in 2016. Good idea?
Anybody can do a movie on Rick Perry or Rick Santorum or Jeb Bush or whoever the Republican nominee may be. I don't get that. Why would that be a problem?
Well, I guess the problem is they're also going to be covering the campaign as it happens. And, you know, entertainment and news have become sort of a mixed bag lately. And so there is, I agree with Rince Priebus about it being unwise, certainly for NBC to do this Hillary special, you know, and air it like that.
But also it all depends on how it would be. I mean, are we all assuming that it would be a puff piece?
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Ron Reagan.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cell's ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
To some more of the important stories of the day, discussion-wise and otherwise. How do you do? Hopefully well, and you'll do better after you spend some time with us getting an attitude adjustment. A lot of people that are on the air have a bad attitude. Just bad. We don't have bad attitudes here. There's some bad stories, bad things happening, and it kind of... Hope that they don't happen to you. That's my wish for you, that you have a wonderful day and that things go swimmingly and you get just exactly what you want out of your day today. How's that? 34 after the hour now. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Kenny, what's going on in social media, by the way? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. A lot of people listening to our program have ideas. They want to share thoughts on some of the important stories of the day. So let's have sharing of the most popular ideas you can find there.
Right now, that's about Coke and their new ad that is supposed to come out today. It's a print ad.
Mm-hmm.
Only in a couple markets where they're trying to
right.
extol the virtues of the artificial sweeteners they use in Diet Coke.
Right. Sure they are.
Like, let's just know that'll Diet work. Coke is a treat if you have it every once in a while. Let's not talk about how healthy aspartame is for you, because you're going to lose. You're going to lose that battle.
The outrage of this is that they've got really smart, intelligent PR people. They know how to get around the truth with some suggestion. Well, according to this study, this is that it rots your gut. That's what it does. It's going to rot your gut, rot your teeth, kill your gums. You're just crazy to drink that crap. How's that for an ad?
Call me crazy then, although I've quit a little.
All right, so what else, Kenny?
Kathy says, I don't think Coke cares a bit about people, and they're just worried about their bottom line.
Of course.
It's always about the money.
Yep.
And Jay said that he read a report that Splenda was invented as a pesticide, and they discovered a sweet taste, so they pulled out the poison.
Yeah. Well, you remember, everybody thought Splenda was like the big savior, like it was going to be so much better, and you know everybody was all excited. But really, it's just as bad. It's like chlorine or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like bleach.
Stevia is good, though.
Is it?
Stevia is natural.
Huh. Yeah, Stevia is actually supposed to be all right.
Well, now if you see in the store, there's this new brand that's popped up. It used to only be available at Whole Foods, but now it's like in regular grocery stores called, maybe it is Stevia soda. I can't remember, but it's something like Zevia or some soda sweetened with Stevia.
Mm, right. Hello, it's bad for you. Drink raw milk. 888-302-3684. Let's find out what happened to Jesse Jackson Jr. You'll remember him. Illinois congressman, had been, I think, a state senator in Illinois before he ran for Congress, wasn't he? been involved in collecting money, though. He learned from his father well, but his father's been able to cover his tracks all these years. Jesse Jackson Jr. is not so smart. So as a result of his fiddling around with the dough in his campaign coffers, he was sentenced yesterday to 2.5 years in the slammer. He pled guilty to misusing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign funds, faces 36 months of probation, 500 hours of community service, and mental health care. His wife also will spend some time with him. She'll be in jail for a year because she pled guilty to tax fraud. They're going to stagger their jail sentences because they have children, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Spent $750,000 in campaign cash on things like cashmere capes.
Because that's necessary on the campaign trail.
Right. Well,
sometimes you get cold, Dougie.
It goes to your this stuff just goes to your head.
Well, yeah, and people forget that they have to answer to somebody, and you know everybody has to answer to someone.
So yesterday we were talking, I think, about this time of the day about a plane crash in
UPS
Louisville, and it crashed. Actually, it wasn't. It took off from Louisville, crashed in Birmingham or near Birmingham. Yeah. The pilot and the co-pilot were killed because that's all there were in the plane.
The pictures of it were just incredibly.
It just burned. It just burned.
It was cut in half, pretty much, the plane.
Right. Two explosions went on after the crash. These, and I would say this as I look at the pictures, actually. These older Airbus planes, and that's what this was. This was an old Eastern Airlines. It may have been American. American had a bunch of these, about 20 of them, I think. One of them crashed in Long Island about a week after September 11th. Remember that? Up and down, straight down it went. 384 people killed. Boom. So the old Eastern, I don't know who else had them. They probably grabbed some from various parts of the world because UPS and FedEx have chosen, and it's a pretty intelligent choice, actually, when you get down to it. I don't want to get too inside, but here's how this works. FedEx and UPS, obviously, they are strident competitors, and they work more or less the same. What UPS has done is taken old commercial passenger jets that were made by Airbus and converted them to freighters. Okay. That's fine, except that the old Airbuses were crap, worse crap than the ones that they fly around now. Whereas what FedEx did was take old DC-10s and convert them to freighters, and they use them in the smaller airports. They use 727s that are converted, don't use them for passenger service anymore. They were expensive planes to operate, and that's why they were taken out of commercial passenger service. But because they only do one trip a day, if you've noticed, if you go to these airports, you see FedEx planes and UPS planes parked pretty much all day long because they're loading them up. And then at night, they send them to the hub. In FedEx's case, it's Memphis. So planes from pretty much virtually every airport in the country fly into Memphis over about a two and a half hour period, starting around 10 o'clock at night, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And between that and midnight, a little after midnight, all these planes come in, they unload their cargo, and their cargo is distributed. It's really a fascinating. When you think about, you're posting a letter or a package or something on FedEx, and you go to the FedEx office at 8:30. I have one here in Framingham. And you go at 8:30, and they'll get your package into the airport, get it on a plane, takes off out of Boston about 10:15, 10:30, gets to Memphis about an hour and 45, 50 minutes, 2 hours later, gets in there at midnight. They take all the stuff off of it. I mean, how many, in just one plane, how many packages do you think there could be?
And there has to be a lot, or they wouldn't fly it.
Right, exactly. So they put it through the system, sort it all out, put it back. There's a bunch of stuff going back to Boston on a FedEx plane. Stuff's come from all over the world. And bingo, it gets back here. But the plane only actually flies about 4 hours a day. So it's not like they're going to go out and buy new technology because they don't save that much money. So they took these old planes, they bought them for $4 or $5 million a piece. Now they're $4 million to convert them. Bingo. You got something that if they bought it new would cost them probably $80 million. And so they spend a little bit more for fuel, but they have something that is tried and true, at least in the case of FedEx. However, not in the case of UPS. Who knows what happened to this plane? But they are flying death traps. They are just, if you go to the old graveyard, which is off of Interstate 10 north of Tucson, there's a plane graveyard there that has, they store planes for use in the future. There are a lot of 747s and some 57s in there, 767s that get converted and used for other things, not passenger service any longer. And so they convert them in there. But nearby is a graveyard where they have a great big dismantling operation. Literally what they do is take a crane with a wrecking ball, and they smash the planes up with a wrecking ball, tear them apart, melt down everything, reuse what they can. It's not like unlike a junkyard for cars. Do the same thing. You've seen all those cars that have been smashed on trucks that are moving smashed cars from, let's say, a wrecking yard over to a plant that is a reclamation plant, and they take the various pieces. The plastic is melted, and the metal is melted, and all that stuff. You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really what happens. And so the graveyards are full of these old A300s, and there'd probably be more of them going there after this crash. I'm betting that there was something that catastrophically failed. Planes don't just fall out of the sky like that. There's something that had to have happened that was really bad to the plane. So, anyway, does that help you? We'll probably get more information there than you wanted to know or needed to know.
Always, but
yes.
That's okay.
All right. Here's, in a moment, the story of a teenage hotness tournament. How would you react if there was a teenage hotness tournament in your community? We'll discuss that in a moment. This is Good Day.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's. Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get big clearance deals from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from an amazing $169. All vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't wait. Our flooring clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to.
Today's report from China.
I like Chinese.
There was an attempt, if you can believe this outrage, to pass off fluffy dogs as African lions and rats as snakes. This has infuriated visitors to the Henan Zoo. According to the provincial newspaper there, in the zoo, a cage marked African lions actually contains a Tibetan mastiff. A dog, which, if you've seen one, has a fluffy brown face. And uh-huh. So,
aren't they like horses, a mastiff? They're big?
Pretty good size, yeah. They must think that the Chinese are not too bright. The administrator tried to explain, saying that these were wolves. And but again, what does a wolf have to do with an African lion? Anyway, there were no explanations for abnormalities like fox-like creatures in the leopard's pen. Visitors outraged. This lady took her six-year-old son to the zoo for the first time, spent a lot of money getting there. She heard barking coming from the lion's cage. Oh, man. There's a simplicity to some of this stuff. I found that to be with Asians. I don't mean this. There's not a... I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm just telling you, a lot of the things that go on in various Asian countries are as a result
of... You mean like putting a dog in a lion cage?
It seems kind of naive, yeah.
Whoops!
Right, oh yeah.
Bad mistake for the doggy.
All right, let's find out if you think this has bad written all over it. Students at a Washington State high school have announced that they're going to create a competition this year to determine which female student is the hottest. Hmm. It apparently was started last year at Issaquah High School in Issaquah, Washington. There is a competition that determines which female students are the hottest. Referred to as the Fall Madness, because it's set up to, I guess it's like March Madness. Competition has been going on there for a couple of years. The boys do the voting.
Of course.
Right. The people that run the school, not pleased with what has become this event, this annual event, they've been able to track down the students responsible for the contest and put them on notice.
However, you're on notice, kids.
Apparently, that has it's moved off of school property now. And they're using Facebook, I guess, probably, right? Wouldn't you use social media to, if you don't want to
use
the school organ, then...
Facebook or Twitter.
So what happens, what would happen if you had, go back to your high school days. Mm-hmm. I can think of the hottest girl who was in my class.
Yeah, I would totally win my competition.
Jennifer would win? Kenny, can you think of
no,
the hot girl
in
your high school?
I can think of some, yeah.
Can you think of anything wrong with having a hotness tournament?
Yes, because you know what? This is so sexist, and it just perpetuates this beauty pressure that we throw on teenage girls. It's terrible.
Really?
But if you have a good time, I guess it's okay.
The boys are having a good time. The girls don't seem to mind either because they get a lot of attention.
Well, they get attention.
The girls that are attractive get a lot of attention.
But is this
if you're
the
not
right
attractive.
Kind of attention? Do you really want your daughter to think the only thing she's good for is looking pretty? No.
Right. Oh, I think that's part of the question here. And I think that's why it's being asked. I think that's why we're addressing it. So as we think about schools beginning again, perhaps you might want to think about this and or not think about it or not let it happen in your town.
Tell your daughter looks fade, brains don't.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
With the day, it's the Good Day program. Tech Talk time now. Shelley Palmer is here to begin our overview of some of the things going on in terms of technology, what we're doing to deal with certain things. Matter of fact, Shelley's going to talk today about how to quickly free up space on your iPhone. If you're getting all plugged up, jammed up, and run up, you'll want to pay attention to this information, which will be yours in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, storage space on your iPhone is precious. Even with the endless possibilities that services like iCloud and Dropbox can provide, there's still a finite amount of space on the phone itself. If you're looking to free up space in a hurry, perhaps to capture your kid's Little League game or first ballet recital, there's an easy way to clear out your iPhone's camera roll. Before you wipe your device clean, though, make sure to back up any photos or videos you want to keep. When you're ready, head to Settings and find the Usage option in the General section. Scroll down to Photos and Camera, where you'll see the amount of storage your digital memories are using. To clear them from your iPhone, swipe your finger across the camera roll icon to reveal a delete button. Clearing your camera roll is irreversible, though, so be absolutely sure everything you want is backed up. After you tap delete, your iPhone will be ready to fill up with brand new digital memories. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Get it started.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here.
Start the school.
school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
All right. It's not only summertime when the living is easy.
Yes.
Temperatures are hot. A lot of mealtime menus, extra hot and spicy.
Ooh, yummy.
Especially this coming Monday. TK Anderson has more to entice you to paying attention here.
It's the time of year to kick up the flavor of your food a notch and celebrate National Hot and Spicy Food Day on Monday, August 19th. The Association for Dressings and Sauces, Jacqueline Petty, says get into the spirit of spice by adding zesty flavor to your meals.
It's really easy for any cook to add some spice to their recipes. Condiments such as mustard, hot sauce, salsa, and sauces like mole and sriracha can really add a spicy flavor to everything from baked macaroni and cheese to jambalaya or summer grilling favorites such as hamburgers and chicken.
Petty says some recipes are perfect for adding a little summertime spice.
Two meals that are perfect for this time of year are the chipotle aioli sliders with a sauce made from tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, green tomatillo salsa, green onions, and a chipotle chili aioli. Then there's a spicy Georgia peach chicken prepared with both a spicy ranch dressing and Dijon mustard.
For more enticing hot and spicy recipe ideas using condiments, log on to dressings-sauces.org. That's Lifestyles from the Association for Dressings and Sauces.
All right, so boys and girls,
yes.
If you're interested in videos,
yes,
the worst rated videos now posted in one handy place. All of YouTube's worst rated videos. Considering that's the story.
These are the worst videos ever.
this is a new idea called BooTube.
Boo Tube.
Mm-hmm. Right. A running collection of the most downvoted clips on YouTube. In other words, the best of the worst. These are the videos that have been getting hundreds, sometimes thousands of unfavorable votes from viewers around the world. Check it out. The story is there for you to peruse at Doug Stanton.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.